Week 33, Sunday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Naught be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought in the day and the night. Waking or sleeping, thy presence my light. Be thou my wisdom, be thou my true word, I ever with thee, and thou with me, Lord. Thou my great Father, and I thy true Son, thou in me dwelling, and I with thee one. Riches I need not, nor man's empty praise, thou my inheritance through all my days, thou and thou only the first in my heart, High King of Heaven, my treasure thou art. High King of Heaven, thou heaven's bright sun, grant me its joys after victory is won. Christ of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Alleluia. The cross of the Lord is become the tree of life for us. Psalm 1. Happy indeed is the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor lingers in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of scorners, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who ponders his law day and night. He is like a tree that is planted beside the flowing waters, that yields its fruit in due season, and whose leaves shall never fade, and all that he does shall prosper. Not so are the wicked, not so. For they, like winnowed chaff, shall be driven away by the wind. When the wicked are judged, they shall not stand, nor find room among those who are just. For the Lord guards the way of the just, but the way of the wicked leads to doom. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The cross of the Lord is become the tree of life for us. It is I who have set up my king on Sion. Psalm 2. Why this tumult among the nations, among the peoples, this useless murmuring? They arise, the kings of the earth. Princes plot against the Lord and his anointed. Come, let us break their fetters. Come, let us cast off their yoke. He who sits in the heavens laughs, the Lord is laughing them to scorn. Then he will speak in his anger, his rage will strike them with terror. It is I who have set up my king on Sion, my holy mountain. I will announce the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, You are my son, it is I who have begotten you this day. Ask, and I shall bequeath you the nations, put the ends of the earth in your possession. With the rod of iron you will break them, shatter them like a potter's jar. Now, O kings, understand, take warning, rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with awe, and trembling pay him your homage. lest he be angry and you perish, for suddenly his anger will blaze. Blessed are those who put their trust in God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. It is I who have set up my King on Zion. You, Lord, are my salvation and my glory. You lift up my head. Psalm 3. How many are my foes, O Lord? How many are rising up against me? How many are saying about me, there is no help for him in God? But you, Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, who lift up my head. I cry aloud to the Lord. He answers from his holy mountain. I lie down to rest and I sleep. I wake, for the Lord upholds me. I will not fear even thousands of people who are ranged on every side against me. Arise, Lord, save me, my God, you who strike all my foes on the mouth, you who break the teeth of the wicked, O Lord of salvation, bless your people. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You, Lord, are my salvation and my glory. You lift up my head. Let the word of Christ dwell with you in all its richness. Teach and instruct each other in all wisdom. A reading from the prophet Joel, chapter 2. The Lord said to his people, Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit, the fig tree and vine give their full yield. Be glad, O sons of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you an abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain, the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years which the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I, the Lord, am your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even upon the men servants and the maid servants in those days I will pour out my Spirit. And I will give portents in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be returned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. A responsory based on Luke 21. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on earth nations in despair. When you see this happen, you will know that the kingdom of God is near at hand. Watch and pray, for you do not know when that time will come. When you see this happen, you will know that the kingdom of God is near at hand. A reading from the Discourses of St. Augustine on the Psalms on Psalm 95. Then Shall all the trees of the wood sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. First he came, and afterwards he will come again. On the first occasion these words of his resounded in the Gospel, quote, "And then you will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds," end of quote. What does the word "then" mean here? Surely the Lord will come in later days, when all the peoples of the earth shall beat their breasts? First he came in the person of his preachers, and he filled the whole earth. We must not resist his first coming, and then we shall not have cause to dread his second coming. What then ought the Christian to do? He should make use of the world and not be its slave. What does that mean? That those who possess the world should act as though they did not. In the words of St. Paul, quote, "Brethren, the appointed time has grown very short. From now on, let those who have wives live as though they had none, and those who mourn as though they were not mourning, and those who buy as though they had no goods, and those who deal with the world as though they had no dealings with it. For the form of this world is passing away. I want you to be free from anxieties." End of quote. The man who is free from anxieties waits for the coming of his Lord without fear. What sort of love of Christ is to be afraid of his coming? Brethren are not ashamed that we love him, and yet fear his coming? Do we really love him, or do we love our sins more? We should hate our sins and love him who is going to come to punish our sins. He will come whether we like it or not. The fact that he has not come yet is no reason to think that he will not come. He will come, but when it will be, you do not know. If he finds you ready, it is no disadvantage that you do not know. Quote, "And all the trees of the wood shall sing for joy." End of quote. He came first, and afterwards he will come to judge the earth. Those who believed his first coming, he will find singing for joy that he comes. Quote, "He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth." End of quote. What do righteousness and truth mean? He will gather together to himself his elect for judgment, but the rest he will separate apart. Some he will place on his right hand and some on his left. What is fairer, what is more right, than that those who were unwilling to show mercy before the judge came should not look for mercy at his hand? But those who showed mercy will be judged with mercy. Those placed on his right hand will hear the words, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." He gives them credit for works of mercy in the words, "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink," and so on. Again, what guilt is attached to those placed on his left hand? They are accused of having been unwilling to show mercy. What will be their fate, except to depart into the eternal fire? That dread sentence will cause great wailing, but what do you read in another psalm? Quote, "The righteous will be remembered for ever. He will not be afraid of evil tidings." End of quote. Evil tidings here means, "Depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." The man who rejoices in good tidings will not be afraid of evil tidings. That is justice and right. Because you are unjust, shall the judge not be just? Because you are a liar, shall not the truth speak the truth? If you want to find the judge merciful, be merciful yourself before he comes. Forgive if anyone offends against you. Give from your riches. From whose riches do you give except from his? If you give from your own riches, it would be bounty. But if you give from his, it is only a repayment. For what have you that you did not receive? The most pleasing sacrifices to God are mercy, humility, confession, peace, love. If we bring these to God, then we shall await without fear the coming of the judge who will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. Responsory from Matthew 16. The Son of Man will come with his angels in the glory of his Father. He will repay every man according to his deeds. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. He will repay every man according to his deeds. Te Deum. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. Everlasting Father, all the world bows down before you. All the angels sing your praise, the hosts of heaven and all the angelic powers. All the cherubim and seraphim call out to you in unending song, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of angel hosts. The heavens and earth are filled with your majesty and glory. The glorious band of apostles, the noble company of prophets, the white-robed army who shed their blood for Christ, all sing your praise. And to the ends of the earth your holy church proclaims her faith in you. Father, whose majesty is boundless, your true and only Son who is to be adored, the Holy Spirit sent to be our advocate. You, Christ, are the King of glory, Son of the Eternal Father. When you took our nature to save mankind, you did not shrink from birth in the Virgin's womb. You overcame the power of death, opening the Father's kingdom to all who believe in you. Enthroned at God's right hand in the glory of the Father, you will come in judgment according to your promise. You redeemed your people by your precious blood. Come, we implore you to our aid. Grant us with the saints a place in eternal glory. Let us pray. Lord our God, give us grace to serve you always with joy, because our full and lasting happiness is to make of our lives a constant service to the Author of all that is good. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.